Happy Motivation Monday, Kings and Queens. It's your girl, Miss Fern, welcoming you back to FM Sounds, my podcast. How are you doing today on this phenomenal but frigid Monday? I hope that you are doing fantastic. And before I get started, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to each and every one of you that tune in to listen to my podcast. I truly appreciate you. I truly, truly do. And it's such a blessing from God to be able to do this podcast and to share what's on my heart, what's in my spirit with listeners all over the world, and just to have your support. I just want to say thank you. Now, I want to speak with you on something that's so real, and I know it's something that you have dealt with before. We all deal with this, and we aren't perfect, so we can only try to be our best self. I'm talking about making mistakes. Yes, making mistakes. I was in a situation last week where I did something wrong, and I felt so bad. And yes, this is a no judgment zone, a judgment free zone from me all the time. And I just know that with the energy I give out, I know the energy that my listeners have. So I know it's a judgment free zone from you as well. And I'm keeping it real with all of my lovely listeners, as I always do. I know that everyone sins. We all make mistakes and we all do wrong things. But I did something wrong and I felt so guilty. So, of course, prayer is a huge part of my life. I prayed on it and asked God to forgive me. But get this. After I prayed, later on that evening, I was at home, and as I began to do some reading, I opened up my Bible and I was led directly to a page that I did not plan on reading. I didn't even plan on being in that section of my Bible at all. I felt it in my spirit and said, okay, Fern, this is what God has to say. And God spoke to me through his word, as he often does. That's what I want to share with you guys today. I was led to the book of Romans, and the first verse that I want to share with you, I was reading Romans chapter 4, and verses 6 through 8 stood out to me because I said, you know, I did something wrong and I felt guilty. And as I was reading, this is what was revealed to me. What can we do to get rid of guilt? Because as I was reading, King David was guilty of terrible sins, you guys. I'm talking about adultery, murder, lying, and yet he experienced the joy of forgiveness. The joy of forgiveness. We can all have this joy when we quit denying our guilt and recognize that we've sinned, when we admit our guilt to God and ask for his forgiveness. And yes, in addition to those things, when we let go of our guilt and believe that God has forgiven us. I was like, wow, you know, it's something that I knew. I know that God forgives us, but when you feel guilty about doing something, it's not a good feeling. So I said, I have to share this with my listeners because I know I'm not the only one that has ever felt like this. And it can be difficult when a sin has taken root in our lives over many years, when it's very serious or when it involves other people. But we must remember that Jesus is willing and able to forgive every single sin. And in view of the tremendous price he paid on the cross, what I learned, and this was like a wow moment for me, is that it is arrogant to think that there is any sin too great for him to forgive. That really spoke to my soul. It is arrogant to think that there is any sin too great for him to forgive. Isn't that deep, you guys? So even though our faith can be weak at times, our conscience may be sensitive, and our memory may haunt us from something that we've done, a mistake that we've made, a sin that we've done. God's word declares that sins confessed are sins forgiven. And that just makes me smile. And one other verse I want to share with you guys that I was led to, because I started in Romans chapter 4 and I read that chapter, and then I ended up reading chapter 6 as well. And Romans 6:23 stood out to me, of course. And that verse reads, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus our Lord." And the meaning of that is that the currency of sin is eternal death. That is all you can expect or hope for in a life without God. But Christ's currency, his currency is eternal life, kings and queens. New life with God that begins on earth and continues forever with God. So those verses really ministered to me, and I just had to share everything with you. And I want you to remember that when you sin, when you make mistakes, when you fail at something, however you want to put it, please know that you are forgiven. You are. No, I'm not saying it's okay to keep doing the same mistake over and over again. Of course, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that we are God's children. So he loves us just as much as he did before we made the mistake. God's love is that powerful. And to me, that excites everything inside of me. When I read that and was reminded of his love, I felt so blessed. I felt so blessed. All I could do was tear up, because God's love is truly the most unconditional love that we will ever have. And that is a fact. So when we fail and feel guilty, we've already been forgiven. Forgiveness has already been bought and paid by the blood of Jesus. His blood bought our forgiveness. Okay? So we are already forgiven. So get back up, learn from your mistakes, and keep going, kings and queens. Don't dwell on it. Once you give it to God, that is where it belongs. You'll get stronger and continue to walk in your greatness. And just know that when you do pray, when you ask for forgiveness, pray for strength so that you're not led into temptation, into whatever area it was where that sin was done. And God's got you from there. So I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for letting me share what's in my spirit. I truly, truly thank you. And I know I always ask to please share my messages, but please, please, please share this one, because mistakes are something that each and every one of us on this planet do, and we should not feel guilty about them. We need to know the right way to go about asking for forgiveness and leaving everything with God. So please share this podcast. I will post it on my social media. So if we're friends or if you're following me on Facebook at Fern Morgan, please share this message. I will post it in just a moment as soon as I end this podcast. And for daily inspiration, I'd love for you to follow me on Instagram at @Miss_Fern_Morgan. That's Miss @MISS_Fern_Morgan. As always, kings and queens, I will see you at the top, because the bottom is way too full. And don't wait for the change to happen. Be the change. God bless each and every one of you, and I will talk to you guys soon. Thank you.